Later this morning, after the 10 o'clock service, Peter, our interim music director, is going to take a turn in the hot seat, allowing the youth of the church to engage with him by asking him questions. Last month, I had a turn in the hot seat. And while the questions they asked me weren't all that scary or difficult, I will admit to feeling a bit anxious about what they might ask and what I might be expected to know. In reflecting on the gospel and on what Jesus is asking of the 12 disciples, it struck me that you could say they were being put on the hot seat. Now, not in the same way Peter or I were invited to take a turn. I don't know for sure about Peter, but I think I was told I could say no if I didn't want to do it. But with the disciples, it doesn't feel like Jesus is giving them a choice. It feels more like the time has come for you to step forward and take your turn on the hot seat. And Jesus didn't hold back with them on how risky and difficult this could be. He warned them of the criticism they would expect to be facing. He explained they would have to take responsibility for the things they say and the things they do, and the questions they would face would not be easy ones to answer. He goes on to tell them the chances are pretty good they will be put in front of councils and churches, in front of governors and kings, and even that serious physical harm could come to them. I think they all knew that being followers of Jesus wouldn't be easy, and Jesus had been preparing them for this. They've been traveling about with him as he went to the various cities and towns teaching. They have witnessed the miraculous healings, watched as he cast out evil spirits, and as he raised people from the dead. But is this what they had signed up for? It seems like they were just about to have to give up their disciple in training status and be thrown into the deep end. At this week's Bible study, we talked about a new and pretty popular television series called The Pit. It's a medical drama based on what happens in a crazy busy emergency room department in a teaching hospital. The hour-long episode portrays what is about to unfold across one single 12-hour shift. The situations are incredibly scary, and the staff often face harsh criticism, very tough questions, and they are held to account for their actions, even so much as going in front of review boards to explain what happened in a particular situation. Sure, this is what their education as nurses, doctors, professionals in the medical field has been preparing them for. And they start out as observers. They watch the senior staff, and quickly they are expected to dive in and be the ones, with supervision, of course, but doing these various medical procedures. And if you are like us, in my home, we are pretty serious fans, and you've watched the first season and then gone into the second, all of a sudden in this second season, some of those students from the first year are now the trainers. They are taking on the task of doing and training the new crop of students. Is that what it's like to be called to go into God's mission field? Called by God and given authority to go into situations that are scary, where you feel less than adequate at doing what is needed to be done unsure if you are even capable to the task in front of you. Someone shared at Bible study that at least once a year, they head off downtown into the area where the homeless people live. Her hope for that day is to connect with at least 5 people. She has learned of the great needs of the people that live on the streets. She's filled with compassion, and out of that compassion, she uses the gifts God has given her and the ways in which God has prepared her. And then she answers that call. She is careful, she told us. She pays attention to her surroundings, keeping her own welfare and safety in sight, but she still goes on. She sees and knows of the great need, and she acts on it. The other story we discussed a bit was about one of the children from the parish who was curious and asked a lot of questions about the Eucharist. And it was after watching and partaking, her curiosity led her to ask questions about what the members of the Altar Guild were doing after the service. She then posed another question. Could I do that? Could I be a part of that? Her curiosity is a gift from God. And while she might not be aware of it yet, or maybe she already is, this gift of being curious has empowered her and moved her to become an active participant in an area of ministry within God's church. Two examples among many discussed at this week's Bible study. People who felt compelled into action, who are ready to serve, and want to be counted among the group of laborers being sent out to answer God's call, to be part of God's mission in God's church and in God's world. One idea presented in an article I read this past week was that most people, when reading this story, tend to see themselves as one of the disciples. Now, if you had asked me who I was in the story, that likely would be my go-to response. But this author presented us another option. He said, what if we are one of the lost sheep without a shepherd? One of the ones that need to be ministered to, and in the sending out of his apostles, Jesus is sending someone to find us and show us the way. This past week, on Wednesday afternoon, just after Tuesday morning's Bible study, I met with the parish discernment group from my home parish in Morseburg. We've been meeting regularly over the last 4 months, and this was our final meeting. Following it, they are to gather, write a report for the diocese about what they see in me, my gifts, strengths, weaknesses, and the option of me moving forward towards ordination. I think, and maybe I'm biased, but I think it's fair to say these meetings, they felt a little like I was in the hot seat again. Each time we met, I felt God revealing more and more to me about the discernment process, about who I am in that discernment, and about what God is preparing me for. They had questions prepared to ask me, and the questions, again, they weren't shared with me ahead of the meeting. And when this process first started a number of months ago, I was nervous about what they might ask, and even more nervous about how I would answer them. Of course, Well, I think each meeting went well. From my perspective, it did. But something was different for me at this last meeting. My anxiety about what they might ask me wasn't there. Instead, I recognized that each question they asked was connected to what I had been working through and wrestling with over the last number of months, over the last couple of years. Looking back, as I reflected on what took place around the table that afternoon, I wanted to ask them the question, how did you know that was exactly the question I needed to hear today? In that moment, I had this sense of being in a very sacred space. I was seeing these four people that God had sent to be part of this process with me as God's apostles. They had been prepared by God with their gifts of compassion and curiosity and encouragement and wisdom, just to name a few, to be a part of this group. God had placed a call in their lives at this time to walk this journey with me. Today we have heard in the gospel that at this point in his ministry, Jesus chose to expand the mission. It would no longer only be Jesus doing this work. The time had come to gather others who would join in the work that needs to be done for all the lost and hurting in the world. Are we willing to see what Jesus sees? And will we let our compassion and our curiosity move us to join him in responding to those needs?